Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the first time you meet a person, it may be you just need to love them. Especially a sinner you're going to repeatedly see again and again. You don't jump on him and beat him up. Tell him how wrong he is. What you're going to do is drive him away. You got to love him. And show him the love of God. Now here's the message God gave us. And we should be ready. Our children. And our grandchildren. God ought to be so real to us. Are you hearing me, children? That you want to share him with your playmates, with your schoolmate, when you are out there on the playground, you ought to be ready to share Jesus. What do you mean? They get hurt, you ought to be able to say, "Let me pray for you." And you know you don't have to pray long. Amen. All you got to say, "Not pain." You got to leave this child in Jesus' name, or just say, "Be healed." And then just believe what you pray and go on your way. I remember, I get to this message here, to the scripture. I remember I went to, my wife was with me. This has been several years ago. I went to Tupelo to, what is that? Sears Tie Center. You know what Sears Tie Center? I don't know where I was going to get some new ties or have the ties rotated. I was about to do something. I can't remember exactly, but it had to do with some ties. This lady that was in charge, she said, she was kind of grumpy with me. And then she finally said, "My head is killing me." And when you're hurting, you can't function right, y'all. You ever been in pain, and you just can't function. You want to be nice, but sometimes people get grumpy when they get in pain. So instead of me responding to the way she responded to me, I asked her, "Do you mind if I pray for you?" She said, "No." So I did. I went on my way. And they got my car ready and got everything ready. I said, "By the way, how are you doing?" She said, "I'm doing much better." I'm going to tell you something. When you start loving people and sharing the love of God, people will respond. But when you always have people thinking that God is out to get them, too quick to show up or respond to the gospel. But this is what Jesus said. I'm going to read you some verses. You know them, but you better hear them. He said in Mark 16:15, this was after his resurrection, which we're still talking about. His reason for coming. Why did he come? Why? Because there was something lost to God. And God created man in the beginning for man to have fellowship with God. Have you ever noticed that you never go out there in the pasture and in the barn and try to sit down and have fellowship with old cow and a whore? You know, you go out there, you say, if I see you doing it, I'm gonna inquire and see what's wrong with you. Because you never go out there and sit down, "Hey, old cow, what you plan on cooking tonight?" How's your calf doing? You don't do that, because you're not, that cow was not created to fellowship with you, because it's not in your class. But what I'm trying to tell you, God showed us in the Word that He created man like Himself. And God created man like that because He wanted to fellowship with him. He wanted to commune with him. He had good things to give to the man. Hello, somebody. And so when Adam sinned, he lost that. Out of all of his creation, man is the crown of his creation. I mean, he has angels. He assigned them and sent them on a mission, but he don't commune with them like he does man.
Amen.
And he lost that. And Jesus came. That's the reason he wanted it back. He wanted to be restored back to him. God want to talk to you. God longed for his fellowship. You made like him. He got things he want to tell you and share with you and give you and do for you, and do through you, and things he wants you to do for him. He created you to open your mouth up and say, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. You're good. You're great. You're mighty. You're awesome. You're the greatest God. He created you for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But he said, after man was lost, Jesus came, and that's why he went through all of this. He went through all the suffering. He lived, of course, a perfect life, but he suffered that to purchase you, to buy you back. And this is the message that we are to take to the world, that God is good. All the time. We sing it, but do we believe it? We say God is good. All the time. All the time. God is good. Do we believe what we're saying? And so he said, this is the message that we have to preach. Mark 16:15, last chapter in the Gospel of Mark. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, what? Go ye where? In all the world and do what? Preach the gospel to. Now just preach the gospel to the African American people. No, preach the gospel to just the Caucasian. Preach the gospel to Chinese. Preach the gospel to Hispanic people only. Why? He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. My job, your job, our children. And we go. We have to tell the good news. We're to tell the good news. Because the person that believes and responds to it are saved. If the person never accepts it, never responds, reject it, you're damned. And you'll go through eternity, says, well, a damn fool I was. That's what it says right here, damn. So don't look at me like that. Don't you look at me like that. It said right here, you're damned, and you'll go through eternity and say, I was a damn fool.